Excuse the news. This is a McGill Daily and CKUT news collaboration. Today, Cecilia MacArthur interviews Kosi Nunebe, previewing what's up for this year's Congress of Black Writers.
We have an interview with Kosi Nunebe about the upcoming, and I don't know if the date has been set quite yet, but the upcoming Congress of Black Writers. The last one was actually held in 1968, so it's been quite a long, long time. But things are changing, and hopefully we'll be seeing this soon. Could you tell us a little bit about this event?
So basically, I'd really just like to invite everyone to Create Dangerously, which is the Congress of Black Artists and Writers. To Create Dangerously will be the first Congress of Black Artists and Writers of the 21st century, and it's actually marking the 45th anniversary of the 1968 Black Writers Congress, which was also held at McGill. So basically the theme for this year's Congress is Create Dangerously, which is inspired by Haitian American writer Edward Dandycat's book, Create Dangerously, The Immigrant Artist at Work, which was in turn inspired by Albert Camus in one of his public lectures, in which he said, for the person with creative potential, there's no wholeness except in using it. So it's really just going to be a very inspirational time where Black artists and writers from across Canada and internationally, actually, will be able to meet together and talk about Black culture, Black politics, and Black identity. And it's just going to be a great time to really get to discuss things that aren't necessarily discussed on a day-to-day basis and get to explore more in depth what is going on in Black culture at the moment, in Canada especially. There are honestly a lot of interesting panels and discussions taking place. So I can just give you a few off the list. For example, there is going to be a panel on Black women organizing in Montreal since the 1970s on Sunday, October 20th. There's going to be a roundtable discussion on issues in Black Canadian studies on the 19th. And the one I'm really looking forward to is the panel and artist talk on the 20th. That's the politics of cultural representation and aesthetics, negotiating Black identities. And another thing I forgot to mention, actually, is that throughout the entire Congress, there will be a visual art exhibition of local artists. So a lot of Montreal-based artists, as well as artists from outside the province. To name a few names, I'll be presenting a series. There's going to be Komi Ola, a Toronto-based artist who will be coming down to Montreal for the occasion, as well as Joseph Henry, a Montreal-based artist, who will also be curating the exhibition. It's going to be, honestly, a great time. It's being co-sponsored by, well, it's being organized, first and foremost, by Community University Talks.
Okay.
And it is being co-sponsored by CUPRE, the Institute of Islamic Studies, and the Black Canadian Studies Association. So honestly, I'm really just inviting everyone to come and really learn something new about what's going on in Black culture and really to be part of the discussion, because it is an open discussion, and the more people you have there involved, the more interesting it is.